wish you all of you a very, very happy Eid.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah.
As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah.
As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiy Allah.
As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiy Allah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noor Allah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noor Allah.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our program Eid with Madani Channel. MashaAllah. Allah Azza wa Jal. Today is the second day of Eid. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. We have new guests in the studio and we're going to be asking them how they spend their Eid today. And also Harun Bhai has got loads of stories to tell us about his Eid today. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. We've got Shuaib Bhai and also Tawfiq Bhai in the studio. Ji, let's go to Harun Bhai, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. It doesn't come from a far distance, but Harun Bhai, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, 10 minutes from here, I guess.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
10 minutes, mashallah.
Yeah, just close by.
That's barakallah, mashallah. We're not going into the topic yet, so don't worry, inshallah. I'm just doing an introduction at the moment. Mashallah. You know, viewers might be thinking, who are these guys? Never seen them before. Ji, mashallah, Tawfiq Bhai, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, smiling as Numa Tawfiq Bhai, koti badi zabardast andi hai, mashallah. Allahumma zid fazid. Ji, subhanallah,
Azza wa Jal.
MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal. Allah ta'ala barakat de. We're going to go to Shuaib Bhai.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayka ya وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب
A very famous kalam written by Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Alaihi Rahmat Rahman. Inshallah Azza wa Jal milkar padhenge to iska maza bhi aayega inshallah.
Chamak tujhse paate hain sab paane wale chamak tujhse paate hain sab
چمکانے والے غریبوں فقیروں کے ٹھہرانے والے غریبوں فقیروں کے ٹھہرانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے میں مجرم
سبحان اللہ, بیوٹیفل کلام ریٹن بائی اعلی حضرت. اینڈ دی ٹاپک ٹوڈے وی گوئنگ ٹو بی ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ از ون, الحمد للہ عزوجل, وی گوئنگ ٹو بی ڈسکسنگ اباؤٹ عید, بٹ آلسو پلاننگ فار دا نیکسٹ رمضان. یو نو ایز دے سے دا یو شوڈ ون سون ایز رمضان فنیشز یو اسٹارٹ ٹو پریپیئر فار دا نیکسٹ رمضان. اینڈ ویری ویری پیکڈ پروگرام ٹوڈے, سو وداؤٹ اینی مور ہیزیٹیشن اور گین ان ٹائم, توفیق بھائی, فرسٹ آف آل دا ویورز اینڈ آئی وانٹ ٹو نو how you spent your Eid.
After a long time, to be honest, I spent the day of Eid at home.
Subhanallah.
And I took it very positively, and spending with my nephews, my parents, my elder brothers, and In fact, after Zohar namaz, we announced it earlier as well.
Mm-hmm.
After Zohar namaz, we will have a home Eid mefil.
MashaAllah.
And where my nephews got together, they read the Naats. One of them did a speech as well.
SubhanAllah.
And we were all inspired, mashallah. You know,
that's brilliant, mashallah. Brilliant.
And he did really well, Mahmoud Hassan Raza.
I think Harun Bhai says, you know, had dads as well. So, but alhamdulillah, Azawajal, it's beautiful. You know, at least you had it organized, didn't you, mashallah?
The concept was that on the day of Eid, we want to be together, but at the same time, we want to make this a memorable
Jee.
For our children. Because they're not having much activities outside. So whilst they're at home, but they enjoy the time, they thank Allah Almighty, they praise
MashaAllah.
The Prophet ﷺ. And at the same time, that we want them to remember the good moments.
Subhanallah. Do you also have the tradition of giving Eid to the children as well?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, that's normal.
Subhanallah. Ji, Harun Bhai, subhanallah, azawajal. Yesterday you had a little mafal at home today. I've heard you've had something special today as well.
We've had some fun, alhamdulillah. The kids are obviously in the Ramzan routine, and both of my eldest, alhamdulillah, were fasting.
Yeah.
MashaAllah, they're sleeping late and getting up, so I tried to get them up a little earlier and give them a little shock in that, do a little bit of work today. Didn't put too much pressure on them, but got them to, first of all, Tilawat-e Qurani Pak, we all sat down, then it was a bit of school work, a bit of spelling work, and then, alhamdulillah, we played some games as well, I ordered them some Eid gifts as well, because I said, look, if you keep all 29 or 30 roze, we'll order you something. So we ordered them some special gifts as well.
MashaAllah.
And
toys,
so they were my son wanted something, and we ordered it for him, and my daughter was looking, but I wasn't too keen on what she wanted to order, so I said, look, go back to the drawing table and find something
else. Out again, mashallah, brilliant. Earlier on, you were asking me, plantation on David Jalian, Ajay?
Yes, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ajay Subha, Makkah ne prathe.
Kya baat hai, Makkah ne prathe. Main pehle ahan, Makkah ne prathe. Ikin hai, Makkah ne prathe.
Makkah ne prathe, vanda orga chahi na jara.
Kalyan kalyan khade ne
hai.
No, kalyan se khade.
We had the family.
Family with me.
We weren't there, were we? But mashallah, that's brilliant, alhamdulillah, Azawajal. And Tawfiq bhi, mashallah, Azawajal. So we've got one Ramadan. We've passed that Eid. Tomorrow is going to be the last day of Eid. Now we need to prepare for the next Ramadan. If you can give us a head start, how, you know, as viewers can we, you know, start to prepare for our next Ramadan? What do we need to do?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hafsa, there's two things here. One, the beautiful month of Ramadan came full of blessings, full of mercy. And at the same time, it gave us a lot of time for us to reflect generally upon our life. What am I doing in life? Where am I heading to? What should I be doing? Most importantly, there are many things we know we should be doing, but we are not doing in our life. So it gives you a lot of chance to reflect. So I think if you look at it from that point of view, you know, we've got that energy of Ramadan with us. We've had that rest that we needed.
Jee.
And now it's time to utilize that spiritual power, spiritual energy, and make some clear goals. No, I'll say to you, you know, for next Ramadan, like you said, have next Ramadan in front of you and set some clear goals for yourself.
MashaAllah.
If it's 2, 3, 5 big goals that, you know, you're not doing them things, but now, this next 12 months, you're going to do them.
Bilkul,
them goals, there's two things though. You know, Hafsa, generally in life, there are many things we know we should be doing, but we don't get to perform them. And they just get in the pending list.
Jee.
What happens sometimes later? When you keep something to later, what happens sometime later becomes never.
Jee.
And we don't get to do it. And when you're about to do it, it's only 5 minutes job. Yeah. So why does that happen? One, because we don't have a clear goal that we want to do this. Second, we don't fix a deadline.
Jee.
Yeah. You know, if you can fix a deadline, I think we've started off with very, you know, straight to the point, next Ramadan. Yeah, set some big goals. Yeah, you know, annual New Year's resolution, you could say, for Ramadan. And set some clear goals that before next Ramadan, what do you want to achieve? And in this, you know, the list that you're going to create, you know, have some activities which are your personal development.
Yeah.
You know, Islamic learning, your worship, your recitation of the glorious Quran, learning the essential knowledge, dhikr asghar, learning Quran with commentary and translation, etc. You know, have these type of things.
You know, one thing that Amir al-Sunnah, the mindset is given us about, especially about fikri madina, ghor of fikr. You know, alhamdulillah, you know, sadaqa of Allah Ta'ala, I've started my, you know, next year's Ramadan, and I've got one particular goal that inshallah azawajal, within the next 12 months or 15 months, I need to achieve that goal. Now for that, I've made a little path for myself, right? Yeah. Okay. There's a lot of things that, you know, sometimes my bad habit was that, you know, if I sit somewhere and, you know, we'll be talking, alhamdulillah, it's always good madani work, but, you know, you tend to chit chat, there's no time finishing, but I've got to be really, really strict if I want to achieve this goal. Yeah. You know, so if you're not, like you said beautifully, mashallah, Zulil Harun Bhai, you know, if you are not strict and you don't have a deadline and you don't have a goal, you're not going to do anything. This whole 11 months will pass by, next Ramadan will be coming, and then we'll be thinking, what do I need to do now? So it's very important, like Tawfiq Bhai mentioned, how to have a jadwal for your life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Abu Sahib, those who don't plan their moments, their days, their weeks and their months, their years go to waste.
Gee.
What you've got to do is plan every moment. Now, the wise ones, what they do is this. Every day they will have a jadwal. Yeah. And they will get up and think, right, I've got to read this Quran Park, I've got to then do some office work, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. And they'll have a full day. And whenever they have some spare time, even then, they'll sit down and they'll say, right, I've got 4 hours. Well, how can I maximize that 4 hours? Now, this may sound very fanciful, but a lot of people do this. So, you know, sometimes you come home from work and you think, right? So what shall I do? Now, a lot of the, perhaps the not so wise ones, what they'll say is, Tracharagente. You know, they'll sit on there and browse the net and all that. Or they'll sit in front of the television and 4 hours fly by. But those who have a mission and a purpose in life, like I said, you know, you've got your goals. They'll think, well, I did think that Isal Mene Yekatab Bani, I've got to read this book, so I'll read a chapter of that book. And you know the feeling they get after 2 hours when they've sat there and read five chapters of the book? They feel great. Whereas a person who's been sat in front of the television thinks, what a waste of time. I mean, as, you know, I don't think anybody's ever sat in front of the TV for 3-4 hours and think, that was really wisely spent. They always think, and why do it again and again? You know, somebody falls into the trap of the shaitan once and then realizes, Khalid Bhai was saying the other day, you fool me once, yeah, shame on you. You feel me twice, shame on me. It's the same thing with the shaitan.
Yeah.
Now, why does the shaitan keep getting us into the same trap again and again? We've always had this, you know, khwaish. Okay, if I had time, I would read all these books, you know, Imam Ghazali's books, all these amazing books. I'd learn a lot. I'd learn general intelligent things, even if you're not reading religious books. Say you're reading scientific books. Mm-hmm. Again, it opens up your mind to the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal and the magnificence of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, you study the universe and how Allah Azza wa Jal creates stars and planets and everything else. All that opens your mind up. Really now, what do we do? We read useless stuff.
There's one important thing that Amiri Alayhi Sunnah mentions, meditation. You know, ghor o fikr, and also, you know, alhamdulillah, in the Madani mahal, if we can do tasavvur-e-murshid. And that's one thing I've learned here, this new course that I've started. You know, it's amazing thing that, you know, the first of all, you know, when you want to do something, first of all, you have to make your mind. And, the, you know, it's about five, six lessons just on making your mind. If you're not going to make your mind, and one of them is tasavvur. You know, he talks about meditation, but for us it's tasavvur-e-murshid. Close your eyes, think about your pure murshid. You know, think that you're sat with the Rozai Park with the Prophet. Empty your mind from all these thoughts, then can you do something really?
Also, there's a very important point here for the viewers of Madni Channel as well. Look, whoever achieves anything in life, whatever you've achieved, it didn't just happen. You sat down, or whoever was very successful, they sat down, they thought about it. Once they thought about it, they had a series of steps that they wanted to use to try and implement things. Then, as well as that, as well as the implementation of things, what they did is they set their goals, like you said.
Mm.
So, sat down, discovered you've got, you know, for example, let me give you a simple example. We just had Ramzan Mubarak. And I think it was Tawfiq Bhai who was saying it, mashallah, you know, a few nights, a week ago, that, you know, if we read one para a day, take care. So say that's my goal, right? Now I need to think, sit down, and I need to think that that is my goal. Why do I want to do it? I want to do it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The blessings and barakat that will bring to my life, my sustenance will increase, my heart will soften, it'll bring all these blessings. Okay, so it's a good thing. I've convinced myself now that this is one of the best things that I can do. Why? Because it will help me in this world and the hereafter. Okay, next. That's the first stage. Now, a lot of people get to that stage, but they don't go beyond it. Now the next thing is, Tika, what I've got to do then is I've got to find 45 minutes to an hour every day. Where can I do that? I'll go to work at 9 o'clock, I'm coming back at 5, I've got the kids, I've got everything else. But actually, I get up for Fajr every day. So the best time is, if I'm going to find time in a busy schedule, I've got to have to do it after Fajr. Okay, Tika. So sometimes I read a little bit, for example, what I'll say is, I want to increase that time. Know what I've done. First thing is that concept. Now I've practically given myself a plan of action. Then a backup plan. So if I miss it in Fajr, say for example, for one reason I can't read it. Okay, what I'll do is after Asr Salah, usually you have a bit of time, I'll try and finish off the part. I say I've done half in the morning, I'll do half in the evening. Right, I've got the plan. Now comes to the first day of implementation. First day of implementation, I then go about it and try and do it. And then every day I try and stick to it. But if I slightly go offline, the shaitan will come back with us for us. I again say to myself, okay, look, I was a busy day yesterday. I only managed to read a quarter para, but today I've got to make up for that and I've got to do more. And if I keep focused on the goals that I had, eventually after 30 days, after 40 days, it becomes second nature to you.
It becomes a habit.
Let's analyze that part. You mentioned reading a para a day. You know, if you look at our previous years, 5-10 years, maybe we haven't done that. Yeah, and that's why we haven't really been able to, you know, read many Quran Park. You know, years go past, we only read one or two, or just in Ramadan, we try to give a bit of push. But say, for argument's sake, you said, I'm gonna work hard this time, one spara a day. Inshallah, I'm gonna try it. And if I miss it, I'm gonna make up for it the next day. So do two.
Here, Tawfiq, I just sorry I interrupted you there. Mm. You know, the thing is, for some people, one para a day is too much. If they start to plan one para,
it is. If you don't want to do it, I'm gonna come to that inshallah later on.
You know, for myself, yeah. Well, let's be a bit realistic. But then, you know,
24 hours, Hafsab. I'm talking about you now, yeah. Say, your 24 hours is 1 hour. For you, it's 10-12 minutes. You
know, it takes well, me mashallah. About 20 minutes.
From 24 hours, you can have 23 and 40 minutes. Yeah, 23 hours or 40 minutes. 20 minutes. But for someone, someone who's got good pace, let's call it 1 hour. Yeah, 1 hour it takes you, 15 minutes, 1 hour, 23 hours you go for everything else, 1 hour, if you really want to do it. But what I was gonna come to, say if you do make that niyat, yeah, first of all, if you're sincere with the intention that next 12 months, inshallah, I'm going to read the spara a day, yeah, even if you don't get to do it, because you were sincere with your intention, inshallah, you will get the reward for it, for that niyat. There's two things. Second thing, that if you were sincere with the intention, you wanted to do it, yeah, and you think it is practical, you know, it is a bit challenging, but it is doable. And by the next Ramadan, you never know, even if you don't reach 12, you might get to 6 at least. Yeah. But that's still a lot.
You know, they say consistency, you know, rather than having a big,
I think for a goal, what's important, whatever your heart is satisfied with. You know, okay, the rule is,
you know, but you have to have your, you know, as they say, josh and al-hosh with
your intention. Have that, be sincere with your intentions. You know, you don't have to read a spara, call it half a spara, call it one ruku. In fact, I was looking at another stats today. If you were to read 20 verses of the Quran, every day, if you were to read 20 verses of the Quran with translation from Kanzul Iman.
Verses
with translation. Yeah.
Just translation
of Kanzul Iman.
Okay.
And it's available in English as well. If you were to do this,
that's too much as well.
But if you were to do this,
he's moving it.
But if you were to do this, 20 verses, yeah, it might take 40 minutes, 1 hour, whatever it's your space is, you will be able to read the whole Quran with translation then.
I know a brother, I'm not going to mention his name, but for many, many years, he's been going between, when it comes to Ramzan, para day, outside Ramzan, he tries to stick to the para, but sometimes it's half. But the lowest he goes to is a quarter. And the reason is, he aims high. He thinks, I should be reading a para. I don't get to do a para. And if he can't do that, quarter is the bare minimum, right? Yeah. And then every day, he's reading Surah Mulk Sharif, Surah Yasin Sharif, Surah Waqia Sharif, Surah Rahman Sharif, yeah? All of these every day. And then he's got his zikr and orad. And I tell you what, if I told you his duties, he's doing a lot of madni work as well. And he's working full time as well. He's got other commitments. Now, brothers are doing this. This is not just the one brother I'm mentioning. Brothers are doing this up and down the country, yeah? If we're not doing it, honestly, we're missing out. And so, you know, I can see how
I think he's talking about himself.
That's the key.
Yeah, I think that was himself.
I'll give you more inshallah. But I think the key thing to that is you have to look for inspirations.
Yeah.
And you have to keep your jazba up.
And for that, there's many things you will have to do to keep your energy boosted.
Another very important thing is, you know, we waste a lot of time. I'll be honest with you, you know, these couple of days, you know, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, I had to, you know, put myself down and think, you know, when I look at any Madani Islam, MashaAllah Shabazz Madani came yesterday, and you think, you know, if Shabazz Bey can do it, why can't I do it?
Subhan.
If he can do it, why can't I do it? But you know what happens? You sit down and say, nah, I'm too busy, you know, I can't do it. And I've been doing that for years and years. Right. And I think that has to come to a stop now. We have to. Tomorrow we're going to die. My own personal belief is the language of the Quran is Arabic.
Subhan.
As Muslims, should we not know the Arabic language? You know, we should know the Arabic language. Right. And to be honest with you, inshallah, as well, make dua, Allah Ta'ala gives me istiqamat as well. But that's my goal for next Ramadan, inshallah.
Just imagine the way we're talking now in English. We're communicating with each other, we're understanding each other. Kash, you know,
inshallah.
We could.
Ramzan,
inshallah. You know, the mazah of, because obviously I tried, and you were the one who put me up to it. And you know, the mazah is that a lot of the ayah mubarakas, when you're in Tarawih and you're listening to the glorious Quran, and you can understand it, because obviously we try to read the tarjumah as well, or I try to read the translation at least once a year in English, and I'm reading Siratul Jinan Sharif as well, which is amazing. You can download it free from DawatIslami.net. It is one of the best commentaries of the Quran that you can ever pick up. Absolutely amazing. You know the main waqiyats here about the previous nations and about especially Surah Yusuf Sharif. Imam Sahib was doing Qiraat of Surah Yusuf Sharif, and you could follow it bit by bit. And you know, even Imam Sahib was crying and you were crying behind it, because you know like when the brothers brought back the shirt, or when the shirt was in Misr and Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam sent the shirt, yeah, and Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam was saying, I feel the khushbu of Yusuf, the fragrance of Yusuf alayhi salam. Honestly, Imam Sahib started crying and it nearly had everybody in tears, because you could follow it. How amazing would it be when you stood behind Imam Sahib in Tarawih and you can understand the glorious Quran? Oh, Allah.
Make a list of personal development or spiritual worships, them type of activities. And there's another section that we should all, you know, we should never forget, that is your family matters. You know, look in your own family, there's certain things that you have been neglecting. Yeah, you know, the rights of your family members, your loved ones. You haven't been meeting them, or even giving them phone calls. Months go past, you don't visit them. And I think, you know, now, you know, as you're reflecting upon your, you know, next year's list, you know, that should be one of the top of the list, that you want to visit your neighbors, your relatives, even if it means fix one day of the week, whichever suits you, whatever time suits you, have that block where you're going to phone your relatives, your friends, even if they're in the country or outside the country. And those who you can go and visit them physically, you should go meet them physically. And those who are far, maybe, you know, a few times in a month, or those who are really far, you know, meet them physically once or twice a year. But keep that connection with them throughout the year.
I said there's an important point that, you know, we are quite intelligent. When it comes to organizing our life, we can do it very effectively. When it comes to matters of deen and planning it, all of a sudden we pretend that it's something foreign. I'm going to be frank, I'm going to be honest as well. Look, 99% of us, we plan our life the best we want it. We plan every goal that we have. We plan our businesses and we manage to run successful businesses. We plan our relationships. We organize our time. We get to appointments on time. We do everything time. Yeah? Because our life evolves around dates and times. The calendar's full of dates and we have to organize all of that. So, you know, when we talk about deen, suddenly, you know, it's as if we're talking to people who are chale. They're not. We are intelligent people. Now, we need to wake up as well. We just had the month of Ramadan. Now, if we kid ourselves that, oh, we haven't got time or I can't organize it, we seem to be organizing everything else in our
life. So we're not serious in the deen.
We're not serious in the deen. This is the point I'm making. Mm. You know, the point is that when it comes to this, out of all everything you do in your life, this is the most important thing that you're going to do. Now, what deen of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam doesn't ask you for is, it doesn't say give up everything, sit in a jungle, tasbih Quran, just do Allah. That is not the deen of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The deen of Islam is beautiful. It says carry on with your life, stay away from sin, these are the farz obligations, and correct your intentions. And it's a beautiful environment in Islam. Now, the way that we plan our lives, our dates, our times, our appointments, in exactly the same way, if you slot into your diary the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal and the teachings of His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you have an empty life. You know, a lot of people, they go into depression and all that. They've got everything. You know, I know people who are literally millionaires, and they're depressed. They've got so much money, they don't know what to do with it, yeah? And I get the odd person on the street thinks, he must be the happiest person in the world. They're not. They're not. I know a few. Reason being, they've got the big car, they've got the fancy bungalow, the fancy house, they've got properties coming out of their ears, yeah? But they haven't got the deen, so they've got no sukoon. It's the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is what you have to do. You know the intelligent person? Intelligent person isn't the one who can plan his life. Most of us can do that. The intelligent person is this, who plans all the deen of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and builds his life around it. So say, my namaz is important, everything else slots in.
Mashallah.
Not that this is important and namaz and Quran slots in. No, this is, the Quran in the morning is most important. I'm not going to give that up. Fajr is most important. Zohar is important. Asr, Maghrib, Isha, my parents are important. My family is important. Time for the deen of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Time to go to the masjid is important. Right, now let's slot in everything around it. And those are your successful people.
MashaAllah, we wanted to go to a kalam.
Subhanallah, 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 Ji Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Jahan
Points or any other?
Hafsab, there's a lot of points to be fair today. I wanted to talk about them, but that's the reality of life. That life is going so fast without knowing, you know, death's going to come. I know we're here reflecting upon our life, we're planning for next 12 months, but the reality is we don't know how much we've got left. Please, you know, my dear brothers, do sincere tawbah. Now make a niyat. I'm going to summarize the main point, that make a niyat that the remaining of my life that I've got left, I'm going to stay away from sins, and I'm going to spend this in good deeds, inshallah.
Inshallah. Beautiful word of advice. Ji Harun bhai.
Ji Hafsab, you know, Ramzan Mubarak has been a month of hard work for all of us. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, in His infinite wisdom, His amazing planning and His magnificent ways that He blesses people, has said, Tika, these were farz fasts upon you. Everybody had to do them. But now let's test how well they've done in Ramzan and how, you know, my love is in their hearts and how much, you know, was Ramzan a bore for them or did they really, you know, do it with their heart? So straight after, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever has the six fasts of Shawwal gets the reward of fasting for the year. Now this is a test because you don't have to. But then if you do it purely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the love of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it separates the men from the boys, doesn't it? Dud ka dud aur pani ka pani, you know. Because basically here, you've got a free choice now. Having had the 30-day menata, you know, of Ramzan Mubarak, now it's up to you. And let's see who steps up to the mark. You can shy away from it, but the special blessings that you'll get for stepping up to it and the barakats and the mercy of Allah that will descend is amazing.
I think it's important to keep remembering Ramadan. So throughout the year, you know, whenever you keep a fast, you're doing it in the memory of Ramadan. And whenever something happens, that what you used to do in Ramadan or the people you used to meet in Ramadan, when they confront you, try to remember Ramadan, and that inshallah will, you know, give you a boost to your jazbah.
Mashallah. Just one point, if anybody has missed any fasts of Ramadan for illness or whatever reason, then they have to make those up first before they can do the six of Shawwal. You've got to do your farz first and complete those. And some of us might think it's not that. It does happen a lot. There are people who are not well, or Islamic sisters who have to make up.
Sometimes there are people who like, you know, perform nafal acts, but they feel like, oh, I'm missing out. They're not doing the farz now. You know, for example, if they do the farz, they're gonna miss out the nafil. Sometimes they feel, no, you know, I'm gonna miss out the nafil. So in that case, that they should think that farz is more important and more rewardable for you.
It's just like, you know, on Shabi Qadr and Shabi Mi'raj and Shabi Barat, people tend to read a lot of Nafal Namaz, which is brilliant. Again, if you go Qazai Umri, then that should be given preference.
Yeah,
so that should be given preference. Now also, people will ask, you know, we've just finished Ramadan, so we've got to keep another six. But, you know, they don't have to keep the six in just one go.
No.
You've got the whole 29, 30 days to keep that. Like you mentioned the other day beautifully, that every Monday and every Thursday.
Yeah.
And if you do that, there's, you know, alhamdulillah, you'll have your six roze there anyway. And also, if you can keep the trend going, you know, if the 13, 14 and 15, the Qamri Roze, alhamdulillah, this is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's something that, you know, alhamdulillah, so they're acting upon the sunnah. And it, like you said, it'll keep you reminding about Ramadan as well.
I don't think I've had, I mean, they are long days, but I don't think I've had one person to feedback who said, actually, I'm hungry. You know, nobody, alhamdulillah, this is the blessing of Ramadan. The other thing is, you know, any time of the year when you do a few fasts together, you feel it. But the barakat and blessings of Ramadan al-Mubarak, you know, the full 30 days or 29 days have flown by, and you've never once felt it, you know. But that's the blessing of Allah.
So thank Jazakallah khairah for watching. Tomorrow, we're going to have the last day for our special Eid transmission. So join us again tomorrow, inshallah. So we'll see you again. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala
Muhammad.
We wish you all of you a very